Report, California Billionaires Turn on Forward.Us Founder Ron Conway. By Neil Monroe on January 27, 2026. Pro-Democrat investor and pro-migration lobbyist Ron Conway is the biggest loser, so far, in the expanding fight to impose a wealth tax on California billionaires, according to a report. Probably the main guy getting his face eaten by leopards here, who around half of the investors I interviewed mentioned, is the major Democratic National Committee, DNC, funder Ron Conway, who is apparently close to Governor Gavin Newsom, Mike Solano wrote in the Free Press. I reached out to Mr. Conway for an interview, and he declined to participate, said Solana, whose comment was included in an article about the growing resistance by California's tech investors to the planned wealth tax ballot in the November election. Conway is getting the blame, in part, because he has been pushing Washington since at least 2013 for more migration. That corporate lobbying paid off under President Joe Biden, when at least 10 million illegal migrants were imported via Biden's border czar, Alejandro Mayorkas. Understandably, Conway also backed California progressive Kamala Harris in 2024 as she promised more mass migration. Many of the migrants welcomed by Conway are now part of the Democrats' political base, and they are the expected supporters and recipients of free health care once the wealth tax becomes law after November. Democrat billionaires in Silicon Valley are learning. Play socialist games, win socialist prizes, said a January 23 tweet from David Sachs, a tech investor who is now working at President Donald Trump's White House to develop a low-migration, high-tech future for the U.S. economy. Conway's advocacy for more migration has been channeled through Forward.Us, which he created with Mark Zuckerberg and many other investors and supporters in 2013. Their goal was to lobby for the disastrous Gang of Eight amnesty that helped Trump get elected in 2016. Since then, the lobby group has pushed for mass migration and has fought many curbs against welfare-dependent migrants. Zuckerberg stopped funding Forward.Us once its agenda for mass multicultural migration helped ensure Trump's election for a second time in 2024. The group is still lobbying the Democratic Party to build opposition to Trump's preference for migrants who raise Americans' productivity. Conway is also pushing for more migrants via the Economic Innovation Group, which focuses on migration and real estate investments. For his Pirate Wires article, Solana interviewed 21 billionaires, most of whom are somewhat left-wing and supportive of the Democratic Party. But all are aghast at the tax, which they expect will wreck the state's lucrative tech sector. If it does or doesn't pass, this is the single most radicalizing red-pilling thing to ever happen to push them into the arms of the Republican Party, and I think it makes clear, more than anything else that happens, that it's not about helping the poor but impoverishing the rich, and the pain is part of the point. That's a new realization for a lot of people. Another billionaire said it seemed, from conversations he'd been having with other men impacted by the ballot proposition, that it would harm the Democratic Party. The vast majority of people affected by this are Democrats, including many of the biggest donors to the party, he said. He characterized this as a catalyzing event among Democratic donors, many of whom he was now privately engaging with, unlike any other issue I've seen. Yes, he said, there was a big leopards eating faces element to this. But actual asset seizure was truly not something any of them expected. This is where virulently left-wing policy wonks seem to not understand the technology industry, Solana wrote. However, progressives are ambitious political entrepreneurs. They have bigger goals than economics, and they understand their circumstances and goals much better than do Solana's billionaires. For example, President Barack Obama has worked for decades to expand the number of migrants because he is trying to transform the United States into a progressive-run multicultural nirvana. There's never been an experiment, emphasis added, like this, where you have people from every corner of the globe show up in one place, Obama said, adding. We say, based on these ideals, we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, and a constitution and a bill of rights and a democracy. That we can somehow figure out how to get along and maintain our private beliefs and pray to God in our own ways. And retain aspects of the foreign cultures that we bring from wherever it is that we're coming from, and yet still decide that we are all Americans, and try to make it better for each successive generation. I think George W. Bush believed that, I know John McCain believed it. I know Mitt Romney believed it, Obama added. Americans who oppose the cultural diversity sought by Obama are just Nazis, says Silicon Valley journalist Kara Swisher. However, more business leaders are responding to the progressives' inability to curb their mass migration, including migration from countries with Islamic, tribal, caste, and ethnic collectivist-minded countries. But some West Coast investors are still bullish about Indian migration amid the vast damage done to American-style professionalism by ruthless use of the H-1B program. For example, Vino Khosla, a Kamala Harris supporter, recently slammed South African-born Elon Musk for his opposition to mass unskilled migration. Those progressives include a few billionaires who are eager to dismiss Americans who are concerned about the civic and economic impact of mass migration. Many CEOs recognize the damage caused by white-collar migration to the U.S. professional stack, but few speak about it freely.